and welcome back to the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Green, and this is the show where we talk about nothing with some very interesting people who have something to say. Welcome back to another episode where we talk about absolutely nothing. I cannot believe we've already made it to episode 3. I'm excited, and I hope everyone out there is excited. So guys, we do something interesting on this show. If you are just joining us for the very first time, then you might be stumbling onto something amazing, or depending on how you look at it, something different. Or as my friend would say, one of my very good friends, he would say, that's interesting. We like to use that word a lot around here. But yeah, this is the show, guys, where we actually talk to some people, and mostly around Buford, Georgia, sometimes Atlanta, Georgia, but pretty much normal, everyday average, but very interesting and unique people we interview and we have on the show right here from Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Greenhouse Podcast. Welcome to another episode. Today, we are sponsored by several people. I'm actually surprised how many people we're getting now. If you want to be surprised and delighted by how we treat our sponsors, please email us at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com, or you can visit our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com. We also have a Twitter page and an Instagram. You can look us up on Twitter and Instagram now. That's pretty exciting. You can find us at greenhousepod. That is our Twitter handle. And The Greenhouse Podcast is our Instagram. So check us out. Today, we have a very special guest with us. I'd like to introduce you to him. I'm going to give him a little build-up here. You guys might know him already. If you do not, he is a very interesting man. In fact, I think he knows the most interesting man in the world. He's that interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Alex Byers. He will be joining us with some conversation to talk about nothing today. And one of my favorite things about Alex is he has been quite the friend to me over the years. And that's why I wanted to have him on the show today, because he has been there in some of the most interesting moments in my life. We've had quite the adventures together, whether it be hiking or a lot of outdoors activities or just hanging out at the workplace. We used to be coworkers, but we're still friends. Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show. We're pretty excited to have you on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to hear what you have to say. Are you excited?
Very excited, dude. Yeah, so it's good to be here. I appreciate the invite. You know, this is the show where we talk about nothing. So, of course, I brought nothing to comment about, which turns out to be something. So we'll talk about
something. Isn't that interesting?
It's a conundrum.
You know, I was thinking it's kind of like one of those dreams within a dream, you know?
Like Inception.
Inception.
Within an inception.
Within an inception. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, remember, we're going to talk into the home button. It looks like a big circle on the microphone.
Yes. You know, can I press it? Does it take me to the home screen, and does it work with Siri?
That would be interesting.
Okay.
No, we have one rule here. Don't drop the mic.
Okay.
In fact, I'm pretty sure you said that earlier, and I was like, that's a brilliant rule. I need to start. It's official rule now. It's already on the Twitter page.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of things we probably shouldn't drop. You know, there's a couple songs that say don't drop that something, but dropping the mic.
What about the songs where you drop it like it's hot?
Like a potato, yeah.
Like a potato. Pass the potato around.
Exactly.
What was that game called where you... Hot potato. Wasn't it called hot potato?
I think it was hot yam. I think it was hot yam. Makes more sense.
That would make more sense.
Because, you know, you want a yam and marshmallows, so you know it's hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would make sense. Mm-hmm. What is that? There was another one I used to play as a child. You might have heard of this one. It's called hopscotch, but you taps everyone's head and you go in a circle. Maybe it was just me.
And then you chase
the other guy around the room.
Is there a hot potato in it as well?
I think there is.
Okay. Because if you're smacking them on the head with a hot potato, that makes sense. That's what you do.
Is that what you do?
Well, that's what I did. I just, you know, I didn't... We used yams.
You take a small yam. You take a small yam, you hit them on the head, and then they chase you around, and then you find your seat.
Yeah, see?
I'm pretty sure that's how it went. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old I was at the time, but that's what I did.
Sounds more fun than hide and seek.
So, Alex, how is your... you know, I heard you have a situation where you have a small home in the making. Tell us about that.
Ah, yes. The tiny house.
Yes. It's, I mean, because I'm sure there's listeners out there that who don't know who you are. We're getting new followers every day. So tell us what it is that you do when it comes to this small home project?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, Jordan. My family and I were watching these random things on Netflix, came across this couple, and I think it was Montana or something like that, and they were building this little itty-bitty, it looked like a room, but it was actually a house. And so we looked over the documentary. I thought about it for a while, and my goal's always been to kind of build my own house and you know, raise my family in it. And after watching that, I thought, you know, I don't want to do debt. I don't want to have this massive house with all kinds of empty space. I want something more personable.
Because who likes big houses? Come on.
I mean, unless you're having a party with the potatoes and smacking people on the head with the yams and all that. I mean,
you might need a bigger home with the yams.
But I decided that the yams will be taken outside of the tiny house. So anyway.
Hey, there's a lot of room out there.
There
outside
is.
Of the tiny
it's
home.
Almost incalculable.
I feel like you've literally taken the saying, the world is my oyster, and you've taken it literally.
Yep.
You know, your home is your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your small space. And now the world is your oyster. And oysters are pretty tasty, my friend.
They are. And the pearls, you can just replace them with yams and it makes even more sense.
Even more sense. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, that's super cool, dude. How exactly do you plan on doing this? Are you doing this by yourself?
Yeah. So the first part of it, I guess the hardest part was with family, and then branched out, and they're making their own tiny house, my mom and dad. And so I'm finishing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a family endeavor. It's like a family adventure.
Nice.
Down under. So yeah, got a couple more months till the house is done. Then I'll be moving into it. And the cool thing is it's not a stationary home. It's a mobile home of sorts. So I can literally take it anywhere I want because it's on a trailer. And I can go to Disney World, I can go to Yosemite, I can go to China, because they have, like, invisible bridges that I can go across, you know, so.
So you might be the traveling man.
That's one term, yeah.
What do you, the traveling man, you know, that might be the little title of today.
The traveling mountain man. I like that one.
Traveling mountain man.
There we go.
Mountain man chat.
Yes. Now,
I'm kind of interested, you said that you would be building it yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is super cool. Where do you get these? Do you get a bunch of logs? Do you find the trees yourself? Do you cut them down?
Well, I use my bare hands and I let my nails grow out so I can claw the trees down. Kind of like a beaver, but with my hands.
That was always my dream. Yeah. That was always my dream. I love that.
And so, you know, because you're Nordic, you can actually literally pull the tree up because you're a descendant of Thor, but, you know.
Yes. No, that's true.
But yeah, I buy lumber, I build my house and yeah.
Now, do you build your house on sand, or do you build it on?
No, that's silly, because when the winds and the rains come, it washes the house down. You should build it on a firm foundation.
Firm foundation.
For me, it's a trailer.
So brilliant. Works. Nice. Nice. That is awesome, dude. I was curious in how the project was going. How far do you think you are along?
The outside's about 95% complete. I've got a little bit of trim left to do and then stain it. And then the inside's going to be the fun, simple part. So
nice, nice. Well, guys, you got to see this when it's done. If you get on the Twitter, is there a name for you type of people who build these small homes? Do you call yourself like the homers, the small homers?
Dope.
Or is it just like, no, we just have a small house.
We're
affordable. And we're debt-free.
Tiny housers. You know, there's a term called a minimalist.
Tiny housers.
You've only got roughly, on average, 200 and some odd square foot. So my house is 225. That's the size of some people's closets. So you have to really pare down. And usually a rule of thumb is you have 100 items in your house. That's it. So you really pare down. And it's a blast to have to learn to do without so that you can enjoy what you have more. It's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh. We got to put that on the bumper sticker. Add it to the collection. Yes. That is awesome.
And you promised me one of those free stickers, so I definitely can't wait to get one of those.
Yeah,
it's the bumper, right? Whole size, like the size of your truck.
It's the whole bumper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I've actually talked to Brandon. He's working up to make sure he gets all the punctuations right.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you listening, if you didn't hear episode one of our podcast, we had Brandon on, and we came up with a bumper sticker. There was there was definitely multiple punctuations in there, probably a period, exclamation point. You know, a little comma. We just got to figure that out, and then we'll get those bumper stickers on the website for sure.
Yes.
And you'll definitely get
cool.
one.
All right.
We're working on it.
That's exciting.
Awesome. Well, that's super cool, dude. Well, now that we've talked about absolutely nothing, gotten to that point,
mm-hmm.
I hear you have something to say. What is it?
Well, it really comes down to me not having anything to say, so I'll say a little something about nothing.
Awesome.
You know, the topics that I'd like to talk about are pretty straightforward. Kind of already talked and touched one of them, which is my tiny house. That's kind of the main thing going on in my life right now. But what that leads into is kind of this family endeavor. I mentioned that earlier, but I've always been the kind of individual who always wants family around, never wants to leave the nest. Yeah. Not by that means, but to keep family around. And so down the road, I'm going to have my own little guys and gals and my wife, and it's going to be a blast in a tiny house, or maybe we'll build our own house, but it's going to be an adventure.
Wow.
Which is awesome. So the traveling mountain man and his kin.
So where is your wife right now? I wonder where she is.
That's a good question, and I can only think of one individual who might know, but it's not me, so...
Yeah, it's gotta be, it's gotta, she's out there, though.
I think so, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, he's not married. He hasn't lost his wife.
No.
But she does need to be found.
Yes.
These are things that are true.
Yep, and I have a feeling, Jordan, that if we were to suddenly bring out a yam in the middle of an area with lots of people, if I just throw a yam,
it
will literally hit her in the face. Yeah, exactly, right? But not hot.
It's meant to be.
It is.
It's meant to be.
It is.
You know, one thing I've always respected about you is you like one of my all-time favorite shows. And, you know, and the whole point of this show is just for people to learn more about the people who live in Georgia that are friends of mine. And one of the things that we share interest in is the TV show Psych.
Come on, son.
Like, are you a fan of Delicious Flavor? That's one question I have for you, sir.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Pineapples. How do you feel about them?
What's to describe? It's not a describable word. Pineapple is the best thing in the world.
It has to be.
And, you know, when you couple that with a yam, I can't even think about it. We should just stop.
A yam pineapple slushy.
No, just don't.
don't even go there.
No, can't do that.
Did you know that pineapple is, there's actually a lot of health benefits to it?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Do tell.
Well, gosh, I didn't expect you to ask me. I was reading an article the other day. Turns out that if you eat pineapple, you know, not pineapple all the time, but it's healthy to have it a part of your diet. When it comes to fruits that you eat, because there's a lot of different health benefits. You have to look it up, but because there's a lot of those fancy words that they use.
Yeah.
I'm not a big word person.
Yeah, I don't have a dictionary on hand, so I'm like, well, what's the point?
What is the point? I mean, we don't even have scripts here. I mean,
no,
we don't have anything.
We don't talk about anything, you know?
We have this lamp over here.
Yeah, it's a pretty lamp.
Oh, this is the lamp. This is the Greenhouse Podcast lamp.
Mm.
It is the size of a small whale.
Can I name it?
You can name it anything that starts with the letter C.
C?
As in Charlie.
Chucky Chuck Charlie.
Our next stop is Concourse B, as in Bravo.
Mm.
But yeah, what would you name it, this lamp, the size of a small whale?
Caspian.
Mm. Caspian. Yes, as in the cat spian.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's cat spian. Brilliant.
Cat spian. Kind of like, you know, Katniss Everdeen, but Caspian.
Caspian. Brilliant. For those of you who hear a little bit of background noise of laughter, I actually have a special person in the house today, besides Alex. He is special in many ways. But my sister, she's actually here listening in. So say hello, Jessica, if anybody can hear you.
Hello.
She is going to be one of our guests on episode 79. I'm really looking forward to it. 79 is actually her favorite number. In the alphabet.
Wow.
The alphabet has numbers now, by the way.
Is that after Z? I think it is.
It's right after Z. Okay. Right after Z. It's actually her birthday today as well, so shout out to my sister. She is turning 21. Round of applause. I don't even know how. We'll put that sound effect. There's the button. Round of applause. Happy birthday. You should hear it. Congratulations. I'm pretty proud of her. Alex, do you have any siblings?
I have none.
Mm-mm. None at all.
Nope.
Well, it is quite the honor to have a sibling like my sister. She's there for me in many ways than she realizes.
Including now.
She's there, and I didn't even... How did she get in the studio?
Well, there was a small door, and I saw it open, so, you know...
Just, you know, I knew I shouldn't have sent her that digital lock. She just shows up now.
Yeah, technology.
You know? Technology. What are you going to do? So, Alex, we have a very special thing that we do here.
I see.
Have you ever heard of improv?
Is that a fruit?
It is a form of fruit that you can find in the jungle of Hawaii.
Ah, okay, I got you.
It's called improv, and we randomly throw ourselves into a situation where we might not know who we are or what we're doing.
All right.
But we understand where we're going.
I can do that.
All right, cool. So I'm going to throw us into that situation now. Did you have anything else to say before we do so?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Good. Let's keep talking about nothing.
Okay.
Okay. So, Alex, let me go ahead and start us off here. So this part of the show, we are no longer in the studio.
All right.
We are two birds, and we are sitting on one of those lines.
You need to stop sitting so close to me, laddie.
We're going to be sitting on one of those what are they called? Telephone lines.
Yes.
Yes. And you'll notice that right there, as we are landing on the telephone line, that their car is starting to pull up.
Mm.
And we start to have a conversation about what to do next and how we might make these cars messy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm bird number one, you're bird number two.
All right.
Our names are no different. And you fly up to me, already sitting on the telephone line. Go.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Oh, hello. Alex, how are you?
My name's Frank.
Frank. I love it. I love it.
Thanks.
It's good to see you again, Frank.
What you doing here?
Frank, I actually was just sitting here enjoying the view. It's a beautiful day, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd say so.
It is. It's lovely. There was three other birds. I'm not sure why they walked away. Flew away, I should say.
That's probably because I passed gas.
Oh, boy. I knew it. But you seem like a lovely bird.
Oh, thank you.
What kind of bird are you?
Oh, probably a cockatoo. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Do you see below us?
I only have one eye. 1 second. Yep, I see a car down there.
It looks like a car.
It's green.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Maybe we should do something crazy.
I see your drift. Yep.
Yes, yes. Okay, there's a red car pulling up right now. What should we do?
Well, I'm about to let go of something special.
Oh,
keep an eye out
for it. That's such a good idea.
All right, bombs away.
Bombs away. I think you got it.
Dude, I got it right on the windshield.
Look at the lady. Look at her hair.
Oh, it's crazy. It's green.
This is going to be fun. Okay, she's got this very large hair.
Oh, go for it.
I've got an idea.
Do it.
I've got this. Yes. Nice, nice.
Oh, that was nasty, man.
You know, my favorite cars are the red cars.
Yes.
I like it when they pull right up. Oh, here comes one. Here comes one.
Here we go. Let it go.
Nice. Nice.
Very nice. You know what I had for lunch today?
What did you have?
I had blueberries.
I can tell.
And so you know what that's going to mean for the red car?
The red car. Yes.
It's blue now.
Yes. Brilliant.
It's awesome.
We got this. We got this. Okay. What do you see up there coming up ahead?
Well, it looks like another bird, but it looks like a falcon. And last I checked, they eat us, little wee birds.
Oh my god.
So,
what do we do?
Better hightail it out here.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm following you. I had enough fun for today. Brilliant.
Yes, that was
fun. I love it, Alex. I love it. So this is the type of fun we have here on the Greenhouse Podcast. We just throw ourselves into these situations. Most of these, I don't even know what they are. In fact, I just read it off my little script. I have to give a shout out to my friend Dane. He has been our behind-the-scenes janitor, and he has been coming up with these random, awesome little sketches. We have fun with it. He comes up with the crazy ideas, and it's awesome.
It makes it better.
It makes it a lot of fun. But he's also come up with a lot of our sound design and our graphics.
Mm.
It's awesome. I've been really grateful for Dane, and I can't wait to have him as a guest. He's going to be coming up soon. Not today, but very soon. I'm looking forward to that. Do you know Dane?
Dane is the nicest man in the world. Not even kidding.
Honestly, I cannot say enough good things about Dane.
Nope. And he has like
for sure
six cats, which are his kids, and they're awesome and crazy and psycho.
So I did have one more question for you, Alex.
Go for it.
Come on, son.
Oh, are you talking about his little kittens?
Yeah.
He does have these little kittens, and he has this little photo stream set up. It's incredible. We'll have to somehow tell everyone about this.
Yes.
And talk about this when he gets on the
show.
Like
on a show or something. We should tell people about this on a show.
I wish there was a show where we could talk about randomness.
Almost like nothing, right?
And just say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, if somebody was to start their own, and I know this is the topic of the day, but you do something really unique with this small home. If someone was to start their own project like so, what would your advice be for them to do their own thing?
Think about it long and hard. Decide what you want to do with your life. Decide if you want to avoid debt, if you want to pare down, if you want to enjoy life and not worry about bills and stuff like that. The whole concept here is you've got a house that you can potentially pay off within a couple years, and you're debt-free. Tell me that wouldn't be amazing.
That's an awesome idea.
And you could take your house to Atlanta. You could take it to Colorado.
You could take it to the Grand Canyon.
You can take it to the Great Wall of China.
Could you, though?
Well, maybe. Maybe with a yam. But, yeah, you know, just...
You could take it to space.
You could. It would cost a little bit more because you can't use diesel, but...
But you're saving so much money.
Yeah, exactly. By switching to Geico. Just go with what's good for you in life. You know, a lot of people accrue a lot of debt, so avoid it if you can and do something special like a tiny house.
I love it. Okay, one more thing before you go, Alex.
Yo.
What is your Twitter handle, if you don't mind sharing? Because I'm sure people want to follow you and maybe see pictures of what your house looks like.
Yeah, totally.
as it's going around. So if you don't mind, what do we do, Bruce, when we fall down?
You learn to pick yourself up again, Batman.
And what is your Twitter name?
So Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook all kind of, I think, go around the same username, which is Alex, the letter K, and then Byers. So AlexKBYERS. You can find that as my Twitter handle, I believe. I've not been on that in a long time. Instagram is more applicable. And then Facebook, obviously, Alex Byers. You'll see a picture of my tiny house. That's kind of the big thing. So check it out, guys. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you. Cool. So we have a few questions for you, Alex. I'm going to pull these questions up here.
We got answers for this week. And we've got questions for next week.
I don't know if you've heard of this, but we do this thing called questions from last week. I don't know if that's what we call it. But last episode, we actually had Jay LaVar. He was...
Chocolate Thunder.
And he had the Chocolate Hour, and so a few questions. And these questions are presented to the next guest. So the guest does not know who the guest will be next time. So it makes it interesting because you can just throw out a couple questions and learn something new about that person. So that's what we're going to do next. I'm going to go ahead and pull up that audio clip for you to hear now of question number one.
Okay.
So we have three questions from Jay LaVar for guest on the next week's episode.
So, question number one, what are your two top life hacks when it comes to technology? And for those who don't know what a life hack is any kind of shortcut or something that will make your life easier. Mm. But I'm specifically asking about technology. So what are two life hacks that you utilize?
All right, Alex Byers, what are your life hacks?
That's a very good question.
It's question number one.
Yeah, it's the first question about nothing. And so my answer is pretty straightforward. I use my phone for everything. And I use my watch for everything. So the life hack that I have is I pretty much run everything in my day off of my watch and my phone. So my life hack for my phone is the fact that it's this high-tech watch. Oh. I don't really use life hacks. So what I use instead is my watch to tell me the time.
Brilliant.
Yes, kind of crazy.
Apple
and then
Watch.
My phone, yes, the Apple Watch, no
it.
Other, not the Galaxy one. And for my phone, it's really just an extension. Everything that I use through my phone. So I guess that's kind of applicable. It's my life hack. It's what I need to get through my day. If I didn't have it,
nice,
it'd be interesting.
Do you have an app that you use every single day?
That would probably be the Clear app. It's a wonderful application.
Brilliant.
To use for reminders. Pretty cool.
Dude, I was using that for a couple years myself. That was my life hack.
It's yam-tastic.
And then my life got hacked. We're not going to talk about that. All right, question number two.
Okay.
If money wasn't an issue, would you be balling on a budget or balling out of control?
And he did say balling, not bawling. Bowling.
Not balling or bowling, it's bowling.
It really was confusing at first. I love bowling, it's just always on my mind.
Bowling.
So what is your answer for question number two?
No, that's a very good question, and I thought about this. I kind of like to go through both. I don't like, I like to budget, and I also don't really care for money. Sounds kind of weird, but if I had a bunch of money, I really wouldn't, you know, use it. I'd put it away, or I would live the same way I do now. I would still stay on my budget. I still wouldn't worry about anything. And I'm not a penny pincher, you know? Sure. I enjoy life and live on a budget. So both.
Love it.
So from Chocolate Thunder, the question number two, my answer is both.
Brilliant. All right, question number three.
I think right now it's very popular in the industry going on with the launch of Apple Music with all the competitors out there. So like Tidal and, you know, Spotify and Pandora. So my question is, in the fall, when all of this is going to be an equal playing field.
The fall of 2015.
Fall of 2015.
Yeah, okay.
What streaming service will you be going with? For sure. What services will you be canceling?
This is a good question.
So
You stream service at all? That might be part of it.
And do you stream at all? Correct.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Oh, hi.
That was a lovely clip. So what is your answer?
Oh, you know, I did Spotify for about a year. Loved it. I do that when I'm working, and it's awesome because I can listen to whatever I want anytime I want. But Apple Music wins, hands down. I'm going to drop the mic.
Nice. So that was the number one rule not to do. And yet he broke it.
I did. I broke the only rule. I'm sorry.
There it goes. Gotta buy another one.
The yam made me do it. So yeah, Apple Music's wonderful. It provides equal opportunity for every artist. It's, you know, the whole concept of saving music offline is wonderful. Mm. So I'm going to be doing that. I love it. So far, so good.
Do you have a favorite song? I know this is my question.
Yeah, I actually do. My favorite song right now is Terminal by John Foreman.
Is it like the movie Terminator?
It is like Terminator minus the war and then the Terminator, and then you add a terminal, and then you add a yam.
And then they hit the delete button.
Exactly.
And then play the song.
Exactly, yep.
So it's just like it.
Just like it.
Love it. Yep. Love it. Well, that's all the questions for us, Alex. That's super awesome. All right, great. So from what I understand, what the rules are, you have to ask questions for next week's guest or next episode's guest.
What?
Three questions you get to ask. You are the star when it comes to these questions. Go.
Oh, boy. Okay, so first question. Really lame, but still, here it goes. If you could have one superpower, what superpower would that be? And why would you want that? Second question is, if you could have one meal, one meal, not yams, you can't use that, it's taken, or potatoes. If you could have one meal for the rest of your life, it sucks, but if you could, one meal, what would you pick?
I would probably choose yams.
You just broke the rule.
No.
Drop the mic again.
Drop the mic.
All right. Third question. If you were running down the street being chased by, no, not zombies, velociraptors.
What?
What would you do if you just randomly stopped, turned around, and you saw it right in front of your face? What would you say?
Not do, but what would you say?
What would you say? Yep.
Awesome. Perfect. So it's up to you, guest from next week, to answer these questions.
Booyah.
You know, very cool. This is number one thing, guys, that you're going to get from this show is you're going to learn something new about people just like you and just like me, except that they're completely different. And you might be able to apply something that you learned to your own life. And you might be entertained along the way. You know, one of the analogies, I don't know if you want to hear this, Alex, or listeners.
Yes.
Yes. One of my analogies that I give for this show, and to get people to understand it a little bit more, because it is a little confusing.
Yes.
Imagine riding a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Six Flags?
Yes.
Okay. So I have been there many times, and my favorite part about it is the rides. I mean, that's the whole point. You go there, right?
Yes.
But imagine this. Every time you go to Six Flags, you go there with a friend usually, and you have great conversation while you're waiting for the rides, and you tend to learn something new, and honestly, you have a fun time on that part too.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
You are right.
Come on, son.
Come on, son.
So that's the whole idea. My show is just like Six Flags, except completely different.
Yeah, and you know, the cool thing is we don't have to vomit here either. You know, that's exactly an added benefit.
But if you ever do make it on the show, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to vomit if you have to. I have vomit bags.
Yeah, there's literally a receptacle right here that says, vomit if you please. It doesn't say that, but it does say that.
Exactly.
You know?
My mom works for an airline. She brings those vomit bags back.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. They don't.
Come on, son.
That'd be interesting if I could get some of those, though.
I think you should.
Make it a part of the package.
Yep. And the yams. Don't forget the yams.
I've got plenty. Yeah. You know, that should be the name of this episode. Yam hour.
Yam-tastic. Yum, yum.
This has been a blast, Alex. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me. I hope to come back on episode 343.5.
That is exactly what I had you planned for. I put in the schedule and everything.
Ah, cool.
So, guys, thanks again for listening to the Greenhouse Podcast. This has been episode 3, and you can find us at thegreenhousepodcast.com. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, you can email us at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com. If you want to be a guest on this show, we will put you in the hat. I will shake up that hat full of little pieces of paper, and I will have Alex personally choose you out of that hat.
It's a hat.
And it'll be amazing, and I'll put you on the show. So I can't wait for next week's episode and hear those questions. I don't know about you, Alex. I'm pretty interested to see what those answers are.
I'm ecstatic.
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 I'm ecstatic about these plans.
Perhaps you should change your mind, Batman.
Maybe I will.
I'll break your back.
Next time on the Greenhouse Podcast.
Until then, bye-bye now.
All right, guys, thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time in the Greenhouse Podcast. Greenhouse.